When gas goes up, memos go out. In most cities, leaders have told public workers to consolidate trips, leave the gas guzzler in the garage, and work by phone or email if possible. In Madison, there's a 10-minute idling rule for city vehicles and even a fleet of bicycles for employees inclined to pedal to their destination. But some city workers can't cut back on trips. Ambulances, fire trucks, and police cars need gas. Madison number crunchers estimate the city will need more than $1 million extra dollars to cover higher fuel prices, even though the city locked in prices where it could. Bruce Nelson supervises Madison's fleet of vehicles.
In the past, it's kind of been a roll of the dice. We've, the last couple of years, have decided that it made a better sense for us to lock in fuel prices where we could. And in this particular point, we made the right decision.
Not all municipalities are so lucky. In Manitowoc, business manager Michael Huck says the city doesn't use enough fuel to buy in bulk. He estimates Manitowoc will have to budget up to 33% more money for fuel. Huck says other cities are trying to scale back gas consumption where possible.
I've heard some cities that are postponing some of the, the more marginal road projects that they might have had planned.
Gas prices can strain city budgets, but Huck says it's a relatively small amount compared to bigger expenses like health insurance for employees. There are signs gas prices may be stabilizing. Crude oil prices recently dropped a bit on news that stockpiles were released and on updated damage assessments of refineries in the Gulf. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.